This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a beautiful summer weekend, or maybe it is where you are. It's a little atypical here in New York, where I'm broadcasting from. I was up in Boston yesterday at a meeting. And it was kind of cool, unprecedented cool temperatures in Boston. I spoke to the cab driver, and he said it was like in the 30s earlier this week. And here in New York, it's overcast and in the 60s. Kind of different weather than we're used to having in the month of June. In a moment, I'm going to talk to you about tips for avoiding sunburn and skin damage this summer. It's ironic that today that's not really a consideration. 888-302-3684 is our number. We got lots to discuss this hour and next, so stay with us. We're going to talk about the approval of the first female version of, well, it's not Viagra, but it's a Viagra-like drug designed to address something called FSD, female sexual dysfunction. And a lot of controversy over the approval of this new medication. 888-302-3684. We'll find out why in just a moment. Before we get to your phone calls, and before we get to that important story on the little pink pill, I guess it's going to be pink, right? Because we got the little blue pill for guys, and we're going to have a little pink pill for women. I bet you it's going to be pink. This week in our newsletter, we had an article about internal sunscreens. You know, you smear on a lot of stuff to protect yourself from the sun, but we give short shrift to things that we can take internally, orally, to protect our skin from sun damage, photo aging, and even skin cancer. And I list 10 different supplements that you can take orally to help you prevent skin cancer. And no, that doesn't mean you should throw caution to the wind and bake out in the sun and forget the sunscreen. That's important, too, as we'll explore in just a moment. But there are several things that you can take orally that actually prevent free radicals from damaging your skin and may reduce the incidence of skin cancer. And you can check them out at drhoffman.com. I'm not going to give you the entire list because it's all there for you at drhoffman.com. And that was the feature article in a newsletter. So if you subscribe, you get stories like that for free in your inbox every week. But among the things that are skin protectants, curcumin, EGCG, pycnogenol, niacinamide, lycopene, which you can get from pills, but you can also get it from tomato paste. There's evidence that vitamin D may be protective as well. And so I list a variety of things that you can do to protect your skin. Grapeseed, too. Grapeseed, sometimes referred to as the poor man's version of pycnogenol. Pycnogenol, a little pricey, but grapeseed, the price point is a little better. And grapeseed has been shown in studies to extend the time to skin reddening upon exposure to ultraviolet radiation. So there are a bunch of things you can, you know, this summer you can take an antioxidant free radical quenching cocktail as you expose yourself to the sun. And, you know, if you just stay out of the sun completely, as dermatologists sometimes recommend, or you know, cover yourself with zinc oxide. You know, you look like your whole body looks like a lifeguard's nose. You know, you have that ghostly appearance as you head out of the beach. You're just absolutely not going to make any vitamin D in your skin, which is an important way to do a lot of things. Boost your immunity, support your heart, support your brain, support your mood. Vitamin D is very important. And we could take vitamin D by mouth, but UV rays from the sun are an important way to help us upregulate our skin synthesis of vitamin D. But a lot of people are concerned about the potential toxicity of sunscreens. And there's some great articles at EWG.org. The Environmental Working Group has a very nice rundown on ingredients to avoid, tips for buying safe sunscreens, general suggestions, suggestions for safe sunscreens. But I'm going to give you some basic guidelines from an article by Dagmar Bleasdale. Dagmar, is that a guy or a gal? Turns out it's a mom, professional blogger, green living activist, who writes about lifestyle in her blog, Dagmar's Home. And she has some sun-savvy suggestions here, how to avoid toxic sunscreens. We'll post a link to this article, as we do with all the articles that we discuss here on Intelligent Medicine. You can check them out on our website at drhoffman.com. So, five ingredients to avoid. They're tough to pronounce. They're real tongue twisters, but it's important to remember these ingredients because they have potential toxicity. Oxybenzone, octinoxate, octocrylene, retinal palmitate, or retinol, that's vitamin A. But vitamin A on the skin, although it's touted as something that protects the skin, there's concerns about its harmful effects. And there's a new one on the list this year, and let me see if I can pronounce it. It's methylisothiazolinone. Methylisothiazolinone. And so what's wrong with that? Well, it turns out that skincare companies are involved in a lot of concealment and deception. They're allowed to claim that a sunscreen is, quote, gentle, even if it's full of these toxic chemicals. And while these chemicals aren't outright banned, they're undesirable. Oxybenzone is found in the majority of chemical sunscreens sold in the U.S. today, according to the Environmental Working Group. And EWG recommends that consumers avoid oxybenzone because it's been shown to penetrate the skin. It gets into the bloodstream, and it acts like a xenoestrogen. It has an estrogen-like effect in the body, and that's not good because there are many xenoestrogens that we get from plastics and cosmetics, and all these add up to our estrogenic burden, which is particularly harmful for women who might be at risk for breast cancer, uterine cancer, and the like, and perhaps this may even increase men's risk for prostate cancer. Oxybenzone has also been known to trigger allergic skin reactions. Octinoxate is also an endocrine disruptor. It may have caused reproductive system problems of the thyroid and behavioral changes in laboratory animals, according to Environmental Working Group. The Environmental Working Group gives octinoxate a hazard score of 6 out of 10. 10's the highest level of toxicity. So not good. Pregnant women definitely should steer clear of it. Children, too, absorb these things more through the skin, and they have less ability to resist the effects of toxins. So don't smear this stuff on your kids or take if you're pregnant. Octocrylene may cause allergic skin reactions in some people. And retinal palmitate is a known reproductive toxicant. It's not something definitely to be taken during pregnancy. It's said to have anti-aging effect, but studies have shown that it may speed the development of skin tumors and lesions on sun-exposed skin. So not a desirable ingredient in your sunscreen. And then there's methylisothiazolinone, MI for short. It's a preservative used in sunscreen, and it's been shown to cause serious skin allergies, most notably in babies and younger children. The American Contact Dermatitis Society has named MI its, quote, allergen of the year. You know, people check in. They don't know what's causing their skin rashes. There's a million things that people apply to their skin. And then when they do skin testing, they find out that you're allergic to an ingredient in your sunscreen. All right, so tips for buying safe sunscreen. Buy sunscreen with zinc oxide and or titanium dioxide is the active ingredient. These are actually sit on top of the skin rather than penetrate it. And try to use the type without the nanoparticles. Nanoparticles are particularly harmful in spray-on sunscreens. Don't use them because you can inhale the nanoparticles. They get into your lungs and they can cause inflammation. Skip the super high SPF sunscreen, something that's SPF 50. That's ridiculous because they really won't work, and it's overkill because the max SPF protection you can get is about a 30. And also sometimes they give you a false sense of security. They make you think that you can spend 50 times as much. You know, SPF is based on a multiple of how much time you can spend in the sun safely. Well, if you think that if you applied SPF 50, you can, you know, you burn in 15 minutes, 15 times, so you could spend like, you know, 14 hours in the broiling sun. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. So stay away from these toxic ingredients. Spray on sun blocks. You can get a complete list of safe sunscreens at EWG, environmentalworkinggroup.org. That's the way to go. Also, check out my article at drhoffman.com for things you can take internally to protect your skin from the inside out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural, do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. 888-302-3684. Take advantage of an opportunity to call me with your question, as Al in Brooklyn is about to do. Hey, Al, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Al.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. You know that the latest issue of Life Extension advocate that people should take testosterone. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been administering testosterone to men for, nigh on 25 years. So, yeah, I mean, I think testosterone's beneficial. I mean, there's some exceptions to the rule. You got to be cautious where there's a prostate issue. But testosterone can be very beneficial for men.
Oh, I thought if you take hormones, it cuts them off.
No,
that's what you had said.
No. What I had said? No, I never said that. You have a question?
Yes, I've been getting occasionally shooting pains up my foot, right from the toe.
Mm-hmm. Shooting pains in your foot. Okay, so
up the leg.
So what that suggests is that the pain the origin of the pain may not be in your foot. It may be in your foot. There may be a nerve problem in your foot, some like a nerve compression problem. There are various reasons for pain in the foot. You could have arthritis. You could have something called a neuroma. You could have a tendon problem. You know, really, we have to kind of do a whole analysis on you. And probably the best person to see for an analysis of that would be an orthopedist or a podiatrist. They do a good job figuring that out. But sometimes the pain that you experience in your foot, and the pain goes up your leg, actually comes from your back. It's called sciatica. It's real common. And it involves a compression of the nerve that emanates from your lumbar spine. And the pain may or may not bother you in the back. It may radiate down to your leg. The same thing happens in people sometimes who have compression in their cervical spine, in their neck. They may have numbness and discomfort in their hands, mimicking carpal tunnel syndrome. But actually what they have is a pinched nerve in the neck. that causes that. So you need a little analysis. I don't know what precisely is going on. Therefore, I can't suggest a solution. So, you know, figure it out. You know, go to someone to analyze that. And then we'll work on it some more. All right. So this item, headline, toddler temperament could be influenced by different types of gut bacteria. You know, the terrible twos, kids who are very, very daunting in their behavior. You know, we actually did a podcast on this, a subject related to this, with Dr. Jerry Mullen, who is a good colleague of mine. He's author of a new book, The Gut Balance Revolution. And in that book, he talks about ways to overcome obstacles to weight loss. Yeah, the gut actually determines your metabolism to some extent. And that's the new science. But it also has an important role in behavior. And we discussed that in a podcast that you can check out at drhoffman.com. In addition to this program, we do several weekly podcasts. That was a great interview. So this study researchers at the Ohio State University studied microbes from the gastrointestinal tracts of children between the age of 18 and 27 months. And what they found, very interesting, they found that there was a correlation between the diversity of gut bacteria. It's better to have a more diverse intestinal flora. If it's you have a like just like in a natural environment, like you know, in a landscape or in a jungle, environmental diversity is a healthy thing. And if you have killed off your beneficial gut bacteria, sometimes with antibiotics, sometimes because kids have C-section, or they even take these days acid blocking medication, these kids may have behavioral issues, according to the latest research. So the research is right. There's definitely communication between bacteria in the gut and the brain. And that's the new science of the microbiome. Probiotics, diet modification, these things can help. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-30. What is our number? 3684. And if you care to call us, we're here to answer your questions. We got a lot more calls in the second hour when our awesome flagship station WOR out of New York City joins us from 1 to 2 p.m. And you know, look at the calendar today, and it's 6:15, and date sort of resonated with me. And what is today? It turns out it is the 71st anniversary of D-Day, 6-6-1944. And the medical perspective on that is that if you survive D-Day, well, your chances of surviving D-Day, as bad as it was, or greater than surviving the ravages of time 71 years later. Very few survivors of that particular momentous day in history. And so we send a greeting to all of you who recall World War II. We call you guys the WW2 crew. So if you're around then, you're listening to this program, God bless you. All right, 888-302-3684. And, okay, this week is rather momentous drug approval, but there's a controversy surrounding it. It is a drug that is kind of like a space race between, you know, remember the space race between Russia and the U.S.? Well, there's a space race of sorts in the sexual arena between men and women, and men way outflank women in that race. There are currently 26 different medications that can be prescribed for men with sexual dysfunction, and zero for women. That's, what a discrepancy. So there's an organization that's called Even the Score that was formed as an erstwhile consumer advocacy group. But there's a method to their madness, because they are funded by drug makers who are seeking approval of medications that only have marginal effectiveness for, you know, men have ED, erectile dysfunction, women have, and we've coined a new term, FSD, female sexual dysfunction. 50 years ago, they would have said, she's not interested. But now the term is FSD. You are suffering from a malady. And if there's a malady, there's a medication. And an outfit called Sprout Pharmaceuticals, they own the patent to a new pill, which it looks like it'll be approved by mid-August. So this group called Even the Score is actually a front group for pharmaceutical manufacturers who want to get their drugs approved, through kind of a mix of politics and medicine, right? Because from a medical standpoint, these new medications are not very effective, and they have a lot of side effects. So FDA in the past has declined approval of this specific medication. It's got a challenging name, flibanserin. Flibanserin. That's not what it's going to be called, because that's an unwieldy, you know, we got to do a little contest for the female sexual dysfunction medication, because somebody's got to come up with an ingenious handle instead of that unwieldy name, flibanserin. Flibanserin has twice been rejected by the FDA, but on Thursday there was an 18-6 vote in favor of approval, possibly in response to the pressure from the Even the Score consumer group. Now, let us mention that there are medications that help women with sexual problems, the worst of which is pain on intercourse, discomfort on intercourse. There are actually quite a few different medications that are available, including hormone preparations that help. And there's also some non-hormonal preparations, medications that help. Because, let's face it, that's a major deterrent to sexual activity among women. It's, if it hurts, why do it? Right. So if you can eliminate the pain and discomfort, maybe, you know, there can be some pleasure. But according to the studies, there wasn't much of an advantage using this flibanserin. The drug was effective in trials in increasing satisfying sexual episodes by an average of 1.7 per month. So In the experimental volunteers, it went from 2.8 satisfying sexual episodes to 4.5 satisfying sexual episodes. But it didn't improve sexual desire. And just a placebo pill, you know, it's a big placebo effect, because You know, when it comes to men, it's a plumbing issue. But a female pill needs to work more on the brain than the groin, because a woman's main sexual organ is the brain, not, you know, down under. And it's not a mechanical thing. Women can take Viagra and it doesn't do anything for them. It's got a placebo effect, maybe. So the research shows that flibanserin increases satisfying sexual episodes by less than one per month, which is not much. Plus, there are side effects. There's concern about the effects on driving ability. Let's not have any jokes about women drivers, please. That these are medications that can make you groggy or make you feel intoxicated. And there's a concern that this medication may be just kind of a symbolic effort to help women catch up in the sexual arena, bowing to political pressure. All right, let's talk to Nancy in Iowa. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've been taking Synthroid for maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
And I found out recently that it can cause loss of bone density.
Correct.
And so I was wanting to switch to something more natural, and I showed the doctor what I was going to try, and he was horrified.
Oh, okay. So let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, Synthroid, if you take too much of Synthroid, it can promote bone loss, just like the condition Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism. When the thyroid is too revved up, you actually get a net loss of bone matrix. But this can also occur with natural thyroid. So what you're proposing is that you switch from Synthroid to, say, Armour thyroid. And, you know, I just hate it that conventional endocrinologists are so closed-minded about the use of natural hormone preparations. Some are open to it, more and more so here in big metropolitan areas like New York, where I could actually talk to doctors about this without them yelling at me. But, you know, I find so often that patients who don't respond to Synthroid, they just don't feel good. They don't feel completed. They feel much better on the natural thyroid. Now, the disadvantage of natural thyroid is you have to be pretty savvy in administering it. You really have to be carefully monitoring whether a patient's getting too much. The natural thyroid preparations have a tendency to be more likely to cause palpitations. We have to be cautious in patients who have, who are sensitive in that regard, or older patients. So, but they can be safely prescribed and patients often feel better. But I got to say that a natural thyroid is not necessary. Just because it's natural doesn't mean it's going to prevent bone loss. Now, it's quite possible that with or without the thyroid, you might have had bone loss, because that's only one of the reasons why people have bone loss, and women naturally lose bone as they get older. You may not have had adequate vitamin D, or you may have some malabsorption. You may have celiac disease or gluten intolerance. You may not have had enough exercise to build bone at a crucial time when bone is built in adolescence. Or you may have a hereditary susceptibility to osteoporosis. There are any number of reasons. Some people take acid blockers, which definitely cause osteoporosis. And so, you know, we look for risk factors and then we try to correct them. But I think, you know, how you feel on the Synthroid? Do you feel pretty good, or are you thinking that maybe you might feel better if you go on the natural?
Oh, I feel okay. I don't get up feeling energetic, but I, you know, I feel okay to make it through the day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if I were to see you as a patient, I mean, hypothetically, because you're out in Iowa, I would talk to you more about the subjective benefits, the energy benefits and mood and these types of benefits that you might achieve if you switch to natural thyroid. I wouldn't promise you a rose garden on the osteoporosis. I mean, there are natural ways to overcome the osteoporosis. We talk here about vitamin K2. We talk about the supplement Ostera, which is an extract of hops. I use a product called Ostea Support, which is a comprehensive bioavailable calcium with cofactors product that we give to our women with osteoporosis. And then, of course, there's strontium for severe osteoporosis. But, you know, sometimes women are told that they have osteoporosis when they just have a little mild decline in bone density, and strontium is not really necessary. You know, we tend to get a little, kind of hepped up over bone loss because doctors are very anxious to prescribe osteoporosis medications, and that's sometimes unwarranted.
Well,
so, yeah, go ahead.
I'm taking Osteomins, and I'm taking K2,
mm-hmm.
and this thyroid that I suggested to him, it's called Thyrocomplex, put out
right.
by Progressive. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, that's probably an over-the-counter thing, and you know,
mm-hmm.
That's not going to really do anything for you. In my opinion, the over-the-counter thyroid preparations, they're probably not effective, but if they were, they could be dangerous. You know, people could take them willy-nilly over the counter, and we don't want that. We actually want a medically supervised thyroid replacement to make sure that you don't rev yourself up, unnecessarily and create the potential for harm, because too much thyroid given willy-nilly can be a problem. So I'm not a big fan of these, quote, natural thyroid preparations. And most of them that have active thyroid in them have been taken off the market because they're dangerous. So, you would have to see, Iowa, I don't know, it's a little different in Iowa than it is in New York. In New York, there's lots of naturally oriented physicians, integrative doctors like myself. But you might find a sympathetic doctor who's willing to explore changing you to the natural thyroid. But again, it's not going to have a big impact on your osteoporosis. Does that help?
Well, this has porcine, spleen,
yeah,
and bovine pituitary.
Forget it. Yeah, forget it. I mean, it's like just don't go there because it unregulated. Hopefully, it's not active, because if it were to be active, you shouldn't be going to the health food store and taking an active thyroid preparation. I'm against that. I don't think that's a good idea. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and let's take a look at, we get a lot of calls about pain. I'm not a chiropractor, not an acupuncturist, and I have to say that, conventional pain medications they really are more effective than, quote, natural pain medications. The problem is they have a lot of side effects. They knock you out, or they put holes in your stomach, create a leaky gut, can damage your liver like Tylenol. And so, we're always looking for natural pain relief. And I have a nice article in front of me from a naturopath. His name is Dr. Marcus Webb. He's over in UK. Curcumin reduces degenerative disc disease pain. Okay, degenerative disc disease, it's practically universal among people over the age of 55 or so. We all have changes in our discs and our back. that cause back pain and stiffness. And that's one of the main causes why people reach for these pain relievers that have horrible side effects. So he did a research article. It's a review of the scientific literature about curcumin. And it turns out that back pain is associated with inflammatory changes. And therefore, it makes sense to consider curcumin as a tool against that. And he reviews some of the studies, and some of the studies come out quite positive. As a strong anti-inflammatory, curcumin was evaluated in 45 individuals with rheumatoid arthritis, and they compared curcumin to the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory diclofenac sodium. That's feldene. And what they found was that the curcumin was even more effective than the feldene at reducing joint pain and swelling and without the side effects. Looking at osteoarthritis, which is, you know, that's a, this disease is a form of, it's osteoarthritis of the spine. A clinical study found curcumin to be superior to celecoxib, which is a potent non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. And it worked especially well when combined with Boswellia. The group taking the herbal ingredients got 64% pain relief. There was just 29% pain relief in the Celebrex group. So in several studies, herbal ingredients trump conventional ingredients in relieving pain. So it makes sense to consider the use of highly absorbable curcumin. He calls it HAC, highly absorbable curcumin. Why highly absorbable? Curcumin as an herb is not that well absorbed. So we use highly absorbable forms of it. The two types that I prefer are, you know, we're talking about the brain, depression. We like curcumin for depression because there may be an inflammatory component to depression. Some studies show that curcumin helps depression, but I use cogumin, which is thought to cross the blood-brain barrier better. So for patients with mood issues, I use cogumin. You can find it at drhoffman.com. For joint problems, I use Meriva, M-E-R-I-V-A, which is a very popular brand of highly absorbable curcumin. All right, this interesting study. You know, you feel sick and, you know, kind of viral. And I get a lot of patients like this in my office. They feel viral, and sometimes they have low-grade fevers, and they ache, and they're exhausted. And they say, Doc, I've got a virus, but nobody can figure out what it is. Well, is it the Epstein-Barr virus, the Coxsackie virus, the coronavirus, the rhinovirus, the human herpes virus, dengue virus, West Nile, parvo, influenza, and any number of viruses, and you have to do all these tests that are expensive. And now they've come up with a new test. It's not out yet, but it's soon to be available. The VIR scan, V-I-R scan. It works by screening the blood for antibodies against any of the 206 species of viruses known to infect humans. There's a new study published in the journal Science, and this is going to be a very valuable clinical tool. If a person comes in and they're sick and you think they've got a virus, you just do one test, and it'll produce results for the 206 known viruses that affect humans. Now, they did a screening of 569 people in the U.S., South Africa, Thailand, and Peru. The average person has been exposed to 10 of the 206 different species of known viruses. But people who are sick, they have exposure to many more viruses. So it's possible that when people feel sick and lousy, several viruses may be working simultaneously to make them feel poorly. So this item has to do with your DNA. Now, it was the evolutionary theory propounded by Darwin is that your DNA is your destiny, and that there was a guy named Lysenko in Russia who pushed back against that, and he believed that life experiences could affect your DNA. So that they had this failed experiment in Russia where they tried to grow wheat in a part of Russia that was very cold, very northern part of Russia. And they thought that by forcing the wheat to live in this cold temperature, they could get it to adapt. Well, it didn't work out. But now scientists believe that DNA carries traces of past life events. Now, the implication of this is not that you can grow wheat near the Arctic Circle by just forcing it to grow. That was like a failed experiment under the Stalin regime. But the implication is that poor lifestyle can affect future generations. And that's very interesting because we think of, you know, your DNA is your DNA. But things that happen to you can be passed along to your children. So if you have a terrible diet or if you have extreme trauma during your lifetime or if you have terrible exhaustion due to sleep deprivation, it may literally alter your DNA. And this information is reset so that in every generation subsequently, there are slight alterations in DNA that may affect your offspring. Very, very interesting modification to our classic genetic theory. All right, so stay tuned. Next hour, we got lots to talk about. We invite you to call us, 888-302-3684, for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.